Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you listen to Financial Survival, and it's a little bit about 20 after the hour. We'll be joined with Melody Seastrom. Our first segment today being Wednesday, it's the 12th day of April 2023. We'll be joined by Wendy Wilson of Apoc Therapies in just a few minutes, but I want to get into the metals and the markets first. I think we have a great program lined up for you today. I think you'll find it very interesting. At least I do. Hope you all do, too. You know, I started just keep the metals to last because the metals are doing so good right now. But I'll go with metals first, like we always do. Gold, all metals had a good day today. Gold was up $1,241 to $2,017.35. Now, folks, that's about less than $60 away from a new record. Gold is doing well, and so is silver, up 0.46 to $2,551. Platinum was up 25. To 1,019. Palladium was up 17 to 1,397. The metals had a great day today, and I expect it to continue. There'll be up and down days, as always, but the growth will continue. By the way, again, excuse my voice, Steph. Still got a little bit of a cold. Work on getting rid of that best I can. A lot of vitamin C and other things, and I know it works. It just takes time. But the market's not so good today. I mean, nothing drastic, but the Dow was down 44.22 to 33,640. NASDAQ was down 85.36 to 11,945. S&P was down 15.01 to 40.93. FTSE was up 0.50% to 7,822. DAX was up 0.28% to 15,699. Hang Seng was down 0.86% to 23,09. Nikkei was up 0.57% at 28,082. Oil was up pretty good, $1.76 to $83.29. And if you're not seeing that reflecting your pump by now, you're going too soon. It's raised our price of gas about 30 cents a gallon here where we live. USDX was down 0.68 to 101.53. The 10-year yield was down 0.021% to 3.413. So, markets, not so good today worldwide. Metals, wonderful day. And I do believe we'll see that continue at almost a steady pace in the very near future. Wendy Wilson, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry you weren't feeling well a couple weeks ago. And, of course, last week I snuck off and took a few days off. So we're back together today. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry I had that eye problem again. Actually, I'm digging into some of that issue, and I hope to report on that real soon on what the outlying cause is so we can all avoid that. But today I thought today we'd talk about high blood pressure, new report on high blood pressure in your brain. Because a lot of us out there are very accustomed to hearing about blood pressure issues, especially, you know, people expect it to occur in the older set of people. We really don't blink an eye if we hear that someone over 50 has, you know, high blood pressure medications and all that. So we've been kind of conditioned to expect it as a normal occurrence as we grow older. But hearing that people in the prime of their life, even younger, having high blood pressure problems is usually an attention grabber. So why are more younger people having issues with blood pressure? I thought we'd check this out. This was a University of California Davis Health Center report, April 2023. Their report ended up in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And what they reported on was blood pressure problems in people in their 30s. And they said it can be connected with brain health that is equivalent to aging your brain to the age of 75. Isn't that astonishing?
Wow.
So in addition to blood pressure issues early in adult life, this produces poor brain health in late life stages as well. And it seems to be more detrimental to the males compared to the females. So here's a quote from the report. It says, having high blood pressure in your 30s is associated with worse brain health around age 75. And this is especially for men, according to our study. So basically, it's a brain aging situation. So we know that some things can prematurely age our brain, such things as, you know, illegal street drugs and excessive alcohol and tobacco use. Hormone imbalances are on the list, as well as chronic stress. And also your prescription medications can age your brain. Here's a list: seizure medicines, cholesterol drugs, anti-anxiety and depression drugs, birth control drugs, Parkinson's medications, blood pressure medicines, sleep aids, incontinent medicines, antihistamines, and narcotic painkillers can all age your gray matter there, Pastor Butch.
Wow. That is a lot.
I know. So what they did is they did some scans in the studies. The research concluded that their findings were in part because of their examination of the MRI and brain scans on the they took older adults and younger adults, and they compared scans, people with blood pressure issues and people without. So a lot of the age group fell into the 30 and 40 area, and they compared them to their cohorts that had no blood pressure issues. So the scans revealed that the high blood pressure group had much lower regional brain volume, and the integrity of the brain white matter was degraded. Scary thinking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So
the report also noted that such findings would actually be expected if they had scanned a brain with someone with dementia.
Gee.
Ooh. So they also noted that such findings were worse in the men than in the women, and they were speculating that maybe it was the premenopausal estrogen that may be protecting the brain, but they weren't sure. Some of the other findings were a decreased gray matter volume and decreased frontal cortex volume. We talk about shrunken head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the research looked at MRI scans on these participants from 2017 through 2022, which allowed them to see the neurological degeneration and progress of the white matter and significant reduction in cerebral gray matter volume. That normally would be a lot of biomarkers that show up, especially when you have late life scans. So what they were seeing was a 30 or 40 year old had the brain scan of a 75 year old.
Wow.
The brain scans of the high blood pressure patients showed a physical change of the brain material and the conductivity of the brain function. They had did score tests on them. They had lower brain conductivity scores, lower in the men, and again, lower in the men than in the women. So the lead researcher was Christian George, who said he's a professor at Department of Public Health Sciences. He described such detrimental damage to the brain as a disease burden, quote, disease burden. Here's another quote. They said, heart health is really brain health, end of quote. So it would appear that having early high blood pressure and the possible drug treatment for it could be a risk factor now associated with dementia. So how many people have you heard that are on these heart drugs, especially cholesterol drugs?
Absolutely. And that's one of the worst things they can take.
I know, and they have, you know, cognitive problems. So I think it's the drugs. It's not really the high blood pressure. I think it's the drugs that they put them on. So really what you got is a hypertension pandemic going on here. The U.S. has known for some time that there's some common conditions most think are avoidable. You know, as you get older, high blood pressure. The CDC says 47% of U.S. adults, a population of 116 million, has abnormal high blood pressure, and they're taking prescribed medications for it. They're of the group, 50% are men, 44% typically are female. Now, there was a report in 2017 by Harvard Health, and they published an article about new elevated blood pressure numbers. So the report stated that the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association released the new guidelines, all 114 pages. And these pages, the changes were made to the definition and the diagnosis of hypertension. So these elements are important to recognize as medicine uses this to also teach junior physicians on the decision-making and process and determining treatments for blood pressure. So once again, if you lower the threshold for high blood pressure, it draws millions more into the hypertension diagnosis and drug treatment therapy. For instance, they may tell people, you know, your normal blood pressure is 140 over 90, but later they may change it to 120 over 80.
Well, and Wendy, when I was a young man, it was 100 plus your age over, say 80.
Mm-hmm.
100 plus your age. Now you're right. If anything, it's over 130, they consider it high.
Right. So, I mean, you know, the optimum blood pressure is 100 over 60, but that's usually for very young adults. So, you know, and we ran into this problem when the cholesterol drugs came out in the 70s. A normal cholesterol reading was 300, but when the drugs came out, they lowered it to 200. And people of the Mediterranean have normal cholesterol of 300 or more. They mm-hmm. have lots of olive oil and stuff, but they don't have hypertension, heart disease, or cancer or diabetes over there. So what's with the numbers? It's a numbers game, it sounds like.
It's a money game. It's a money game.
Yeah. Well, here's the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They had reported on this. They call Timeline of History of Hypertension. This is 2016. They said throughout the 60s, the debate continued in the medical community regarding if a need existed for the treatment of different varieties of hypertension called essential hypertension, which is thought to be unavoidable and brought about by age. Attempts to treat hypertension with a few drugs available often caused more misery and early demise for patients than leaving them untreated, end of quote. Holy
wow.
cow, right?
Wow.
So, and then you've got some deadly combos that patients may not be aware about because a lot of people are put on drugs. And they have the impression that since a behavior is really not forbidden or illegal, that it's approved of by their doctors. People make that assumption. So there are some really deadly drug combinations we should avoid, like the plague, really. And the age group that should really be taken particular notice is anyone usually over age 50 or 55, because those are the folks that usually start getting prescribed lots of prescription meds. Because drugs can weaken the human system and it puts you at risk. So people over 50 take an average of 5 or more medicines. And it kind of amazes me that people are more concerned with what chemicals went into their manufactured flooring than what they're putting into their body through pharmaceuticals. So add to that maybe alcohol, and you can expect a very negative impact. For instance, if you're on antidepressants and you have alcohol, if you're taking Xanax, Klonopin, Valium, Prozac, you don't want to take them with alcohol. It's alcohol itself is a nervous system stimulant, so you've got two things working against each other. Very dangerous spike in blood pressure can occur. And then if you're on painkillers, any opiate painkillers, again, drinking alcohol, like if you're on morphine, codeine, oxycodone, Vicodin, very bad news if you're mixing it with alcohol, of course. Gives you a feeling of euphoria, but it can be a lethal dose causing respiratory arrest. Also, if you're on stimulants like Ritalin, taking alcohol is not a good idea. So it pushes up the blood pressure and creates tension in the body, making it very easy to overdose on it. And by the way, stimulant classes also includes caffeine, nicotine, diet pills, over-the-counter decongestants, and cold medicines. So people aren't aware this is risky. If you're on blood thinners, taking alcohol shouldn't be allowed. If you're taking Werfen, Coumadin, or the new generation of blood thinners, patients never hear from their doctor that blood thinners and certain foods maybe are bad news, like consuming spinach and broccoli and cabbage and garlic with your blood thinners may be a problem. It may cause you to bleed more readily. So, but people don't hear this stuff. And it's really not the foods, it's the drugs, in my opinion. Blood pressure meds and potassium. So if you're using blood pressure meds, lisinopril, Zestoril, and others with potassium foods or supplements, you can produce a heart arrhythmia and death situation. Yep. So statin drugs and niacin, so cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, are very popular. And if you mix them with vitamin B, niacin synthetic supplements, you'll lower your cholesterol too far, causing muscle pain and damage. There's also a danger that your kidneys can be affected when you mix just statin drugs with things like antifungal, anti-yeast medications. So recommended you should avoid also grapefruit juice. So when you're taking your statins to avoid liver and kidney damage. So there. If you're taking antibiotics and you're on blood pressure meds, very dangerous combination. It affects the blood pressure, can cause a potassium overload called hyperkalemia, which is causes a heart arrhythmia and sudden death situation. I don't know if anybody hears about that, but most people are not given warning about the deadly drug interactions. So out of 100,000 patients on blood pressure meds, 1 in 10 are prescribed antibiotics. And guess what? Yeah. So patients using a combination like this are 7 times more likely to be hospitalized or even die, according to the Archives of Internal Medicine report. So this means doctors and pharmacists kind of ignore the interaction warning when they're filling the prescription because there's a sudden death alert, and it's override. They have this silly little nickname for it. They call it alert fatigue. They just hit the skip button.
Huh.
And, and they fill your prescriptions, and off you go. They treat the situation as if the patient should monitor themselves more closely. But here's the thing. Sudden death is just that. It's quite sudden. It comes on suddenly. It can even occur in intensive care. Jeez. So how are you supposed to monitor yourself more closely for sudden death?
Well, there's just no way around that any kind of drug is going to harm you in some way if you're not careful. It's going to harm you.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. Always do your homework on your meds. You know, really, don't be afraid to ask your doctor questions. And if he gets uppity about it, time to get a new doctor, you know, because you're looking out for your best interest. That's you. And
that's right.
If he can't see it that way, then it's time to get a new guy. But personally, I like to use God's medicines for cardio strengthening and things. So if they want to give us a call, we have our new catalog in, and they can just call us at 866-229-3663 for a new catalog, 866-229-3663. Of course, they can request it online as well at thepowerherbs.com. And you might want to check out the cardio section and see what you can find.
Well, that is interesting. And no, I've never been told when I had to take a medicine that this won't go well with this food or whatever. I've never been told that ever.
Right.
I know of.
Yeah.
I've never been told that. They just tell you to take it, it'll get your blood pressure down or whatever it is. But they don't tell you what you shouldn't maybe eat to cause it with blood thinner. I didn't know about kale and spinach and all that. I knew it was good for you, but I didn't know it could get your blood too thin if you're on blood thinner medicine. I didn't know that.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, how much you have to eat to do that, I don't know. But, you know, seriously, I guess it's different with each person.
Yeah. Well, again, common sense. Common sense. Common sense.
Common sense tells me stay away from that.
Yeah, go to God's made medicines.
Right. So the Mediterranean diet helps us stay away from cardio situations. So adopt that. That's what I would say.
Well, Wendy Wilson, thank you. Hopefully, I'll see you next week.
Okay. Take care now. Bye bye.
God bless this, folks. Back at the break. A lot more talk about it. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Alrighty, folks, we are back in. This is Pastor Butch Polis in Financial Survival, and we are joined now by the Gold Diva. We're going to talk to Melody Cederstrom, okay? She's going to join us today and grace us with her presence for a while, as she always likes to do, and share information with us that I think is very interesting, very important. Welcome to your program, Melody.
Welcome to my program. What's your program today? So, thank you. It's great to be here. And I know Wendy always does a great job in the first 20 minutes of the program, so I know she's pretty awesome. So, folks, you just, you know, need to go out there and support her and let her help you get well, stay well, and live a long, long, long life.
So, I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
There was only one.
We're talking about the medals. The medals done great today.
Yeah, they have. I noticed that. And you know what? It's funny. CNBC, Fed expects the banking crisis to cause a recession this year. Everybody knows the banking crisis is not over.
No, it's not even close.
It's not even close. And here they're coming out saying that it's not even close and that we're heading to a recession. And yet people are dumbfounded and they don't believe it. What do they do? They're just deers in the headlights. And it's, you know, they really need to pay attention, wake up, and pay attention that we're having a little bit of a lull right now. I saw the stock market, the Dow was only down 40 points and, you know, the NASDAQ was only down 100, but it's coming.
Oh,
they're
yes.
out there warning you. And Warren Buffett, I'm not a fan of Warren Buffett, who couldn't have great investment portfolios when you get the inside scoop from government. I mean, anybody can do it if you get the right information. But anyway, even he says we're not through with bank failures. The Fed says we're not through. Everybody says we're not through.
Well, businesses are saying that. We're going to share in a little bit. Businesses we know that are big-name businesses may be going out of business permanently. We'll share that in a little bit. So, yeah, this is not a good scenario, folks. I'll just name one of them, Subway. Subway may be going out. Yeah, we'll share it in a little bit. Go ahead.
Subway? I haven't seen that one.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, I watched that Subway thing that had to do with that one guy that was used to promote it. What was
Jared, Jared lost all that weight.
Jared, he was a disgusting human being, but it's amazing how long it went on and how everybody turned a blind eye.
I didn't know what he was.
He's a pedophile. He's a pedophile.
Oh, that is okay. All right.
Yeah. And everybody knew it was going on, him and this other guy. And it was, you know, I'm surprised Subway survived.
Yeah.
After that.
To me, people knew about that. I didn't know it.
Yeah. So, I watched the docudrama of it or something like that. And I was really surprised that it had gone on as long as it did. And the guy made a fortune and, you know, but anyway, so I'm kind of glad to see Subway get, you know,
they said
they didn't know, but I'm sorry. They know.
Of course they know. You pay that man that kind of money and they spend that much time with him, you're going to know it.
You're going to know it.
Of course.
You know, they can hide it for a while, but eventually everybody knows. But anyway.
Well, we're seeing some kickback even on beer. What was it? Bud Light put the picture of the transgender on the can or whatever, and people are country singers, sports people are saying, no more, we're done, we're finished with that. The only thing they understand is profits being cut. They understand that. Anything else, they don't care.
That's very true. That's very, very true. And here we have America imported $78.8 billion in cell phones and other household goods from China in 2022. Yep. Kind of a lot.
And the first article is the petrodollar is dead to China. What's that going to mean for our prices here?
Yeah. Well,
and the cost of goods coming from China.
Yep.
You know that.
So, what do you think?
I think that we're in a mess, and I think it's going to get a heck of a lot worse because the government's still spending money, just like they're printing it. it's just like free printing. I mean, they're spending it by the billions every day. We covered it a minute too. That they're actually going to debt $6 billion every day. But these are things that no one ever brings up that we don't think about because things are still functioning. They'll never be normal again, is what they were say 2019. But we're still functioning. Although we're feeling the pain financially, we're still functioning. But the petrodollar is dead to China. In 2017, while researching option market-making business ideas and energy overseas, much was learned about the growing rift between the BRICS and the G7 as it manifested even back then. One byproduct of this explorative experience was seeing how global commodity supply-demand pricing dynamics could handicap global trade trends. Regarding gold, this is what we learned back then. Since 2013, global players in gold and oil have been slowly opening up shop in the East and closing it in the West. Demand has been moving eastward, and related businesses follow that demand. Over some years, a slow but unmistakable drift from the U.S. to China was observed in gold businesses. Between 2013 and 2017, gold demand in Asia caused a great migration eastward of vaults, physical and financial trading operations, and finally exchanges within themselves to open shop there. Why? Because that is where the demand was. What was also learned and observed was a growing but inextricable tie forming between oil, gold, and Chinese yuan. That learning gelled during a conversation between a physical oil trader and this author. The physical oil trader said this in 2017. A few months ago, Russia did some oil deals with China, amounting to about $3 billion testing of blockchain connectivity. The deals somehow were done through seashells and called for settlement in yuan with a kind of embedded call to convert to gold on demand. So basically, Russia and China did a gold for oil trade and used blockchain to verify the gold in Shanghai for custodial chain purposes. So this has been 6 years ago that they did this. We have been discussing blockchain potential in oil and gold clearing trades, but long story short, the whole mechanism for gold remineralization worldwide was witnessed in a single mind-blowing moment. So they've been preparing for this for a long time. They meant China and Russia, long before Ukraine, was preparing for the takeover of the U.S. dollar, the demise of it. And they did it, and it worked. So the petrodollar is dead. I mean, nations that were allies for years, supposedly, Saudi Arabia wanted to drop the dollar and go to whatever they decide to is a new BRICS form of money. The dollar is dead. Even Trump said that, and I'm not a trumpeter, but Trump said the dollar's dying. He had that right. He's right on the money. The dollar's going away. And one of the big reasons is, according to John Whitehead, the government borrows $6 billion a day, and we're stuck with the bill. I'll read that in a minute. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I mean, it's we're gradually seeing this move away. France this week said, hey, you know, we don't want to be that dependent on the U.S. anymore. They're kissing it up to China. So it's people, these other countries see the writing on the wall and their position, and they've been positioning themselves for what is to come, for what is coming. And, you know, they've got to protect their countries if they want to be reelected again.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's and it's funny true. Is they really don't care about the people. They just care about being reelected. So they have to do something nice for the people. Although Macron, I doubt if he's going to get elected again, increasing the retirement age by 2 years. The Frenchies don't like that.
Well, no, they don't. I mean, you know, you said they do something nice for the people. And generally what the people want is basically a handout.
Yeah.
And every time they do that, they have to use fiat currency to do it with them. That makes everything get worse on the people. But for some reason, people can't grasp the idea between money printing and inflation. They have a hard time grasping that idea. I don't know why, but they do.
I think, do you know why I think? I think it's because it's been going for a really long time. And when was the first time most people heard about shrinkflation? Last year? We've been talking about it for 20 years.
Yep.
So they've hid this inflation. We've exported the inflation. So people really didn't know what inflation is because we were able to buy all these cheap trinkets from China. So, you know, it was disguised. So I think that's why they're having a hard time relating, like, hey, okay, we had $20 trillion in debt and they printed and I didn't feel any inflation then. It was only the past $10 trillion that I feel the inflation. So I don't think they really, you know, because it was hidden for so long, Butch. That's just an idea.
I guess. Well, of course, if you're not looking for it, if you don't know it's there, you won't recognize if you did see it. You're right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right. But John Whitehead has written an article, Fiscal Insanity. The government has borrowed $6 billion a day, and we're stuck with the bill. We're not living the American dream. We're living a financial nightmare, he said. The U.S. government is funding its existence with a credit card. And we know what comes out of that eventually for everybody. The government, and that includes the current administration, is spending money it doesn't have on programs it can't afford, and we, the taxpayers, are the ones being forced to foot the bill for the government's fiscal insanity. According to the number crunchers with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, the government is borrowing roughly $6 billion a day. As the editorial board for the Washington Post warns, the nation has reached a hazardous moment where what it owes as a percentage of the total size of the economy is the highest since World War II. If nothing changes, the United States will soon be in an uncharted scenario that weakens its national security, imperils its ability to invest in the future, unfairly burdens generations to come, and require cuts to critical programs such as Social Security and Medicare. It's not a future anyone wants. The national debt, the amount the federal government has borrowed over the years and must pay back, is $31 trillion and will grow another $19 trillion by 2033. That translates to roughly $246,000 per taxpayer or $94,000 per every person in the country. Wow. Wow. That is unpayable. There's no way. It ain't going to fly, folks. You're not going to pay it. It's not meant to be paid, Mildy. I don't think they ever intend to pay it, at least not in the last several years, because they know they can't pay it.
It's got the default.
Yes, exactly.
What this is all about.
You still there?
It's that simple. Okay. Yeah, it's that simple.
You broke up. Yeah, it is that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple.
I guess you got to the point now that they know they're going to go under. Why not do all they can before they go under?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Any comments on that beyond that?
Nope.
Ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach close due to widespread worker shortages during contract talks. Now, folks, this is a biggie. This will be felt all across the country. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach have closed due to widespread worker shortages, apparently linking to ongoing contract talks, ABC 7 reported. Unions representing workers at the two ports are in talks for a new contract. The ILWU Local 13 withheld workers from their shifts starting Thursday evening, according to the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shipping employees on the West Coast. The action by the union has effectively shut down the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the largest gateway for maritime trade in the United States. Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. That's going to hurt. It is hurting. The union, however, released a statement making no mention of any formal work action. The organization said Thursday several thousand members were in attendance at the organization's regular monthly meeting, in which a new student president was sworn in. It said on Friday many members were observing religious holidays with their families. On Friday, April 7th, 2023, union members who observed religious holidays took the opportunity to celebrate with their families, read a statement from ILWU. Cargo operations are ongoing as longshore workers at the ports remain on the job. Port officials and shippers, however, believe the absences are deliberate. If unspoken, messages from the union put pressure on the talks. The union has been working without a new contract since July. The closures came as cargo volumes have already dropped from a peak level a year ago. Trade experts say that some shippers have already started diverting cargo traffic away from the two ports. A lot of the cargo has been shifted away from the West Coast ports into the middle of our country and the East Coast, said Nick Vias, executive director of the Kendrick Global Supply Chain. We've seen a significant drop in volume at the West Coast ports, which is not a good sign. Yeah, to say the least, it's not a good sign. I mean, those ports, I've driven by one in Los Angeles. I never get to stop and look at it. But it is absolutely huge, Mel. It's as big as a city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard to imagine. Those things may not be in operation.
Just because they can't find people to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, why aren't they putting all these illegal aliens to work?
Well, what they're saying is these workers are just, they're saying that they think the unions encourage them to take off. For different whatever reasons, so they can put more pressure on the companies to pay more or meet the union's demands. I don't know which way that's going to be, but or which way it really is. But nonetheless, when those ports shut down, they do more. They supply most of the country, so they're going to ship, like I said, to other ports. But I don't know what that's going to mean in the long run. If this continues, it's going to cause prices to go up even more.
I think there's little fractions of everything that affects pricing. So, I mean, you know, so we have this and then we'll have something else and we'll have drought. But the whole point is prices aren't going back down because of that. Heck, I was reading where Florida's in a drought. Florida. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. That they're having a hard time with the cattle. Because they're not, and in Central Florida, they're not getting enough rain for the grass to grow. So the cattle are not getting fat. And what I didn't know either, it's like if they're not fed properly, and this is the breeding season for that, the mamas won't get pregnant. So they're concerned about, you know, the I don't know what you call it, reproduction of their cows. I don't know, you know, and the feed. And so they're having to bring in additional food. They're having to bring in different ways to feed the cattle, which is all expensive. And again, we'll keep prices high. So we're getting hit everywhere. And you might have one area. So now Florida might get a bunch of rain and no longer have a drought, but there's other places that will continue to put price pressures on everything. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up my
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Are you bringing us back or am I?
You go right ahead. You're already singing. Oh, go ahead and take it on.
Okay. All righty. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, heading into the last segment of the program today. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. A great day in gold and silver pricing today. And again, premiums are just ridiculous. So, you know, get it while you can. I just want to do this real brief, and then you can go on with your news. I'm hearing more and more time people are out there saying, buy American Silver Eagles, because if they ever confiscated silver, they wouldn't confiscate American coins. That is the biggest hogwash thing that I've ever heard. They've tried confiscating silver before, and right before the program, I was looking up. I don't know if I still have it here or not. They tried to confiscate it in 1934, and it was bullion and coins it was coins and even foreign coins. And that's what they're telling people. Don't buy foreign gold or foreign silver because they could confiscate it. They won't confiscate. It's like, who are these people? They can't confiscate silver. There's too much of it.
What they did in the coins is just phase it out over time in the mint. That's how they get rid of that.
Yeah,
they
didn't
confiscate it, they just phase it out.
Yeah, I mean, there's too much silver out there to hoard it, to store it, and so forth. I mean, come on. They're not going to confiscate silver. I don't care if it came from the moon. They're not going to confiscate silver. So they're pushing something that's costing $40, $41, probably 42 and 43 on their prices, instead of a real silver investment that you can buy for $30 and save yourself $10 an ounce. And if you bought a foreign gold, you might, or foreign silver, you'd be able to save $7 an ounce.
Wow.
So don't buy their BS.
Go ahead. Reading that the premium someplace are 35% or higher? Did I read that right in Arcor Red? Premiums are 35% markup and maybe more. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Or not?
But it's not. But it's the wholesalers, and then of course the people like online, they're $3 or $4 more than what my price would be. So I mean, they're taking advantage, and I think they're working a little bit with the wholesalers too. But I can't prove it. But you know, it is what it is, and we pay what we pay. But folks, there's so much misinformation floating around out there. Buy American Silver Eagles because they're going to confiscate silver and you'll be safe. That's hogwash. If you really want to be safe from confiscation, you better be buying the $20 gold pieces because that's proven. It's been tested. And you don't have to pay the premium that you're paying on Silver Eagles. They make a ton of money on those Silver Eagles. But people get fooled by their ability to promote, their ability to manipulate, and they get people all excited, and they end up buying, hey, Silver Eagles are a great buy, but buy them for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. Buy it for the right reasons.
Are Eagles still going for about $34 a piece, $35 a piece, about right?
No, they're $40.
$40 now, okay. And yes. How about $20 gold pieces?
$21.50, somewhere around
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah. That's not bad at all. I mean, wholesale's $2,000 now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so, yeah. That's pretty good.
So,
pretty good.
You know, Silver Eagles, there's a purpose to buy Silver Eagles. If you have absolutely no Silver Eagles, then buy some. But if you have a hoard of them and you want to buy more silver, hey, there's other product to buy. So you buy what's suitable for you, and you don't listen to what somebody out there is telling you what you should and what you shouldn't buy. Get educated and then make your own decision. Butch, I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to try to get a few articles in here about the small businesses that are getting hit, and bigger businesses are closing down. Whole Foods closes its flagship San Francisco store after just a year due to crime, folks. Due to crime. Society is literally crumbling around us. The mortar that held together, according to Colossians chapter 1 in the Bible, was Jesus Christ. You remove that, it crumbles, and obviously it is. It's yet another story of a major company leaving a U.S. city. This time, it's a Whole Foods store in San Francisco that's closing after barely being open for a year. The location in question is 64,000 flagship Whole Foods stores that you just know the company wouldn't be closing unless the things truly had run amok. The Whole Foods Market, 8th and Market Streets, is reportedly shutting down this week due to concerns about safety. Safety, folks. The company said we're closing our Trinity location only for the time being. If we feel we can ensure the safety of our team members in the store, we will evaluate reopening of our Trinity location. If we feel we can ensure the safety of our team members. My. A report from the San Francisco Standard said that deteriorating street conditions around drug use and crime near the grocery store are the reasons it is closing. The location has already cut its hours as of October last year due to high theft and hostile visitors, the report says. Syringes and pipes were found in the restroom last year, prompting the store to implement new bathroom rules around November 2022. They just barely opened up, one nearby neighbor told The Standard. I've seen security run into the store real quick before, like something happened. Supervisor Matt Dorsey said on Twitter, I'm incredibly disappointed, but sadly unsurprised, by temporary closure of the Midden Market's Whole Foods. Our neighborhood waited a long time for the supermarket, but we're also well aware of problems they're experienced with drug-related retail theft, adjacent drug markets, and many safety issues related to them. That is, folks, that is so sad. Businesses are closing doors because they can't keep the employees safe. That is sad. Now, Subway sale auction draws little attention and lower valuation than expected. Here's one surefire tested economic indicator that assures an incoming recession. A planned auction of Subway sandwich shops, announced to be up for sale several weeks ago, isn't drawing in the bids that the chain expected. The chain is now being valued at $7 billion, far below the $10 billion it was originally looking for from the auction. The company never set its deadline for a second round of bidding after a first round in February passed, the report says. Offer deadlines are being pushed back until later this month in order to give suitors more time to conduct due diligence, according to sources close to the process. In other words, it appears that no one's interested. And the large brands that would have normally been expected to participate in the offering, including names like Yum Brands, owner of Taco Bell and KFC, and Burger King, owner of restaurant brands, International, aren't even participating in the sale, the report says. Now, it goes on in the article, said that this could be, how much their stocks dropped, that it could be, that could maybe be the beginning of the end for Subway. That is sad, but it is what it is. And on that, Tupperware stock burps. Company may shut down. Tupperware. I remember, when I was a young boy, women going to Tupperware parties. Do you remember that, Melody?
I do.
Tupperware may shut down. Tupperware has determined that a violation of its credit agreement covenants is probable to occur as a result of forecasted noncompliance with financial covenants and the company's delay in filing its Form 10-K, as well as cash constraints causing by higher interest costs, or timing of reengineering actions, according to an April 3rd regulatory filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Further, due to the challenging internal and external business economies causing volatility in the company's earnings, coupled with the increased levels and costs of borrowing under the credit agreement, the company currently forecasts that it may not have adequate liquidity in the near term. The company has therefore concluded that there is substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a growing concern. Now, we talked about the stocks dropping from $242 a share to down $1.24 a share. And it's really, folks, they can't afford to borrow the money at the current rates and to restock and keep it going. The company is doing everything in its power to mitigate the impacts of recent events, and we are taking immediate action to seek additional financing and address our financial position, said Michael Fernandez, chief executive of Tupperware Brands, according to a press release on April 7th. Tupperware. I never even thought about Tupperware being in trouble. Who would have thought about Tupperware? But it's been around for years. And now they can't even run their business because they can't borrow the money to keep their thing in stock. Prices are raising so fast, Melody, I'm sure, that by the time they sell it, the price at wholesale is higher than what's sold it for. That's happened. The people I know in this area that sell tractors, they told me that the prices they're paying for the new ones cost more than what they sold the last one for. You can't do that for so long before the whole bomb falls out. Isn't that true?
That's very true.
So, it's just a sad state of affairs that we're seeing in this country. And Walmart abandons unprofitable Chicago stores after investing hundreds of millions in the city. How many times have you heard this about Walmart and Target and other places? By the way, I got a tickle in my throat. I have to hit the mute button as well, folks, but I got a tickle in my throat.
Are you doing okay?
I'm fine. Just got a tickle in my throat, a little bit of a cold. After two decades of losses and hundreds of millions of dollars invested in Chicago, Walmart is shutting four unprofitable stores in the metropolitan area, reducing its store footprint by half in the crime-ridden city. Now, listen to those last three words, crime-ridden city. The simplest explanation is that collectively our Chicago stores have not been profitable since we opened the first one nearly 17 years ago. These stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year, and their annual losses nearly doubled in the last 5 years. Indeed, Walmart has soured on Chicago, the Democratic stronghold that went from a once beautiful metro area into an absolute hellhole. According to Walmart, the decision came after considerable investment in the town. I won't get into all the investment. They invested like $70 million over the last couple of years trying to upgrade things, make it more attractive and more compact and different things, but it hasn't worked. The remaining four Chicago stores continue to face the same business difficulties, but we think this decision gives us the best chance to help keep them from open and serving communities, so they're hoping they can take them out, build some more profit, and maybe go back in. But the crime-ridden city is the reason they're closing the doors. Now, has this been repeated everywhere or what?
Well, I mean, all we have to do is take a look around and see what's happening day after day. I mean, it's just the pictures, they're not even shocking anymore. It's just, and you know, you talk about our society falling apart. It is.
It is falling apart. The mortar that held together was the morality we had together. That's gone.
It's gone.
Without God in it, there's no morality. There's no fixed morality. Without God's law being supreme and being what made the moral standards, man's standards change every day. So you have no solid foundation to build on, do you?
No. But the thing of it is, this is going to come to a head.
Sure it is.
It's going to come to a catastrophic, cataclysmic explosion, because it's not going to continue. It can't. Where do we go from here? That's what scares me. Where do we go from here?
Downhill, I think.
And it's only going to get worse from where we are today. But, and that should scare each and every one of us.
The people in California should be so excited, though. Their government, their state, with their tax dollars, is going to get everyone, or give people 20% down payments with 0% interest for home buyers with income below $211,000 a year. They will give them the 20% down payment, and they pay it back if they sell the house. And on top of that, they're still talking about giving each black person $5 million.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, this is insanity. I don't remember what county it was in California, but one county lost 90,000 people last year. They moved out. And then they're taxing the ones who left to death. And now they're going to give 20% down payments for anyone that qualifies for this at no charge, basically. And on top of the reparations, of $5 million a person per pop for black folks.
And the scary thing is, the governor, Gavin Newsom, he's lining up to be president. People love him.
Oh my!
They think the Democrats are lining him up or grooming him to be the next president. And look at California.
My goodness! And I didn't get into the war news. I'll get that Friday because it's important. But I didn't get into the war news. We didn't have time. But so much is happening, Billy. The cauldron is boiling. The lid's on too tight. It's not, the steam's not being released, and it's going to blow. And it's going to hurt millions of people in a lot of different ways. Okay.
I'll take
a little out of here.
No, it is. I want to thank you for doing the program today. I didn't see you on Monday, but so welcome back. We missed you. And we'll be back tomorrow, or I will be with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.